Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Check one, check one, two. One, two, three, one, two, three. Can you give me a check?
This is CC Banana, the amazing rock and roll fruit, and I'm back, baby.
Broadcasting around the world, around the world, around the world, from Jersey City, New Jersey. This is the Talking Metal Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mark Striegel and John Astronomy.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel, checking in with you solo here on Talking Metal. Like to first and foremost start off by telling you all how awesome it is to know that we've been doing Talking Metal now 5 years. We started this 5 years ago in John's apartment in Jersey City. He doesn't even live in that particular apartment anymore. He's moved to a different place. But and a lot has changed. I got, you know, a kid now, and I had just gotten married, I think, when we started the podcast. So going on 5 years with over 5 years with the marriage now, and have another kid on the way any day. So it's been a little hectic for me getting ready for that, just physically and mentally, putting cribs together, buying a new car today so we can, you know, have a little more family-friendly vehicle. And it's awesome. But at one point, I wanted August 2005. I really wanted to go absolutely over the top with Talking Metal. And I don't think we're going to be going quite over the top. We are going to deliver some fun stuff to you, including an episode of the Headbangers Ball, at least one that John and I are producing, which will hit later this month, I believe August 23rd, with Yannick Gurs from Iron Maiden and Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater. So check that out, August 23rd. Maiden fans will love it, I guarantee it. And what else? We got a live show, which probably will have already happened by the time you're hearing this. It is possible we might post this the day of the live show, but it's this coming Tuesday. And we will podcast the full live show, broken up into different episodes. So you guys will be able to hear that. But if you are around, tune in to either TalkingMetalLive.com or the new site I've set up, or it's still somewhat under construction, but it's basically working as far as the streams go. It's MarkStriegelRadio.com, and it's something I've been investing a lot of money and a lot of time into. It's two separate streams. You have a 64 and a 128K stream. 64 is stream A, and stream B, which is the new one that I just added, is awesome. It sounds amazing, and they both have a lot of great programming. Stream A, we have it's not just me picking the music. I got my buddy over in Spain, Victor Ruiz, who does Mars Attacks and Fusion Sonica. He is helping program that. And you'll hear him actually talking on the stream sometimes during his shows. And we had Chiaki out in San Francisco. He does the Metal Moment podcast, and he has been kind enough to let us stream it on that stream A. I think we do that Monday evenings or afternoons. Actually, Monday afternoons for you East Coast people. And you'll hear, what else, Sundays, the MSR cast podcast, they let us stream. So we go totally extreme metal on Sundays, playing their shows and also just mixing it up. This is all Stream A I'm talking about. And we also play the Rock and Roll Geek Show. I need to actually update that because we've been playing the same episode for a long time. All on Stream A, plus just great music 24/7. You know, Stream B is not a lot of talk, hardly any. It's just great CD quality sounding music. I think it sounds amazing. So you guys should add markstriegelradio.com to your favorites. I'd really appreciate it. Check in during the day. And definitely, you know, the live show also streams on markstriegelradio.com. And of course, talkingmetallive.com. Again, it's been a great 5 years, guys. Thanks. I toast you with whatever I'm drinking. Pogue, P-U-G-U-E, 45.5% alcohol. Pogue, old Pogue whiskey. I like it. I like it. Anyways, it's Saturday night here. Banging out a quick podcast for you guys, talking metal style. I do have another podcast, Mark Striegel, the podcast. And you can catch that over on markstriegelradio.com in the podcasting section. Again, I'm still, you know, I admit it, I'm a computer retard, so I'm still trying to get the site looking right and working properly. Just going totally simple through a mobile me, you know, Apple account, trying to make it nice, trying to get some content out to you guys, some great streams, and a little kind of on the side podcast, if you will, from Talking Metal. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with ticket prices on the most recent edition of, or the, I guess the upcoming edition of the Mark Striegel podcast. It's very interesting, and I will get into that on that podcast. So please check it out. One thing that is interesting, my brother last night saw Kiss down in Philly, actually in Camden, New Jersey, right outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the day of the show, he bought tickets through Ticketmaster. He got fourth row center. Unbelievable. And I have some theories on why that probably happened. So again, check out the Mark Striegel Radio podcast, and we'll talk a little bit about that. It's not a metal show, so if you're looking to just hear stuff on metal, which I don't think most of you guys are at this point if you listen to this show, you know, if you like rock music, you got an open mind, you like hearing me babble, or you don't like hearing me babble, it's probably a good show for you. Take that for whatever it means. I'm not even sure what that means. Wanted to address the last podcast. I am an idiot. That's all I have to say. No, let me tell you. We're interviewing Herman Rebell, famous drummer of the Scorpions. And it was kind of odd because I made a mistake in the interview, a pretty big mistake. I said, I haven't listened back to it since we posted it, but I think I say that Top of the Bill is on the Taken by Force record. And Herman doesn't correct me. He kind of just goes along with it. That no one has written an email in about this. I'm assuming we only just posted that episode 2 days ago, so I'm assuming there will be an email about it from some hardcore Scorps fans. But that song obviously is not on Taken by Force. And it kind of dawned on me just this weekend. I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, I don't think Top of the Bill is on Taken by Force. It's on In Trance, which was recently added to iTunes, by the way. One of my favorite Scorpion songs, Top of the Bill, off the In Trance record, not Taken by Force, as I said in the Herman Zizerman interview last week. And surprisingly, I would have thought maybe he would have corrected me, but he didn't. So maybe he didn't understand exactly what I was saying. But that's that. So again, no emails on that. Not yet. I'm sure one will come in. I'm expecting it at this point. So let's get into some music. There's this. Oh, by the way, before we do that, I checked out. I took a trip downtown. There's a in the East Village on 3rd Street, right by the Hell's Angels headquarters there in Manhattan. There is a store which is kind of getting somewhat famous, and it's definitely cool. You know, I'm not a black metal guy, but I have definitely an interest in the genre. I find it interesting, to say the least. And I don't mind black metal. In some ways, I almost like certain black metal better than death metal, if you will. But anyways, there's a store in New York City, probably one of a kind, in this country at least, and it is a black metal record store. And it is it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's got a real awesome underground feel. And I had a lot of fun just looking around the store. Again, I'm not an expert on the genre. I've you know, almost enjoy reading about black metal more than I actually listen to it. But I do like a lot of elements musically about it. Especially what I do like about it, not being an incredibly technical player myself, I like that a lot of black metal isn't super technical. Sure, there are some exceptions and there are some great players, but you don't have to be a shredder. You don't have to be real technically proficient at your instrument to play black metal. And while I was in the store, they had some music playing that I picked up, a cool New York City band, Ashpool, black metal band, and again, they are apparently part of the store there, which is Hospital. Looking, and it's weird that, you know, on the CD, absolutely zero contact info or anything, but I guess it's the way black metal is. Yeah, so I'm not sure if it's Hospital or Hospital Productions, but East 3rd Street, New York City, East Village, black metal, alive and well in the, what I still consider somewhat of an unmetal town. And believe me, New York is my favorite city of all time. But, you know, you talk about Anthrax, Biohazard, bands like that from back in the day. But, you know, they weren't from Manhattan. And the island of Manhattan has always been and probably will always be somewhat unmetal. And that's my opinion. And again, my favorite town ever. It's definitely a rock and roll town, a punk rock town. If you like Broadway musicals, it's a Broadway musical town. It's never had the metal vibe to me that, you know, L.A. had or even has to this day. And again, send me hate mail on that. You know, I was at the sold-out Iron Maiden show at the Garden a few weeks ago, and when somebody like that rolls through the Garden, sure, it is metal in Midtown Manhattan, with all those people from New Jersey and from Long Island coming in for the show, including me. But yeah, in general, you know, I've always felt that way about New York City, and it doesn't bother me one bit. And not saying there aren't a lot of great metalheads and a lot of, you know, great places to go see metal, but the elite New York press has always kind of snubbed metal, in my opinion. Even if you remember, and you know, to me, metal's everything from Motley Crue to Slayer, you know. And even if you remember when they put Motley Crue on the cover, finally, after trashing every record they put out, Rolling Stone magazine, of course, had to put Motley Crue, heavy metal, it's loud, it's ugly, and it won't go away. It was almost like a diss. It was like they had to put them on the cover at that time because it was like at the peak of their stardom, you know, and you could not ignore them. And Nikki Sixx, of course, will tell you they're not metal, and they're probably, you know, I always said that Shout at the Devil was an 80s metal record. Too Fast for Love skewed a little bit more rock and roll punk to me. And a lot of the stuff after that, sure, you had tracks here and there that could maybe be considered, you know, 80s metal, but a lot of it skewed more hard rock as far as Motley Crue goes. But Shout at the Devil was a great metal slash hard rock record. 1984? Yeah, I think 1984 for Shout. A lot of good albums came out that year. Although it could have been 83. I'm not sure without looking it up. It actually may. I mean, I saw them on that tour, which was 84, but the album may have been out in 83 now that we're talking about it. Anyways, yeah, let's get into some music. Obviously, the whiskey here affecting the show somewhat, but that's a good thing. And I apologize. I'm greatly embarrassed about the top of the bill thing that we blundered in the interview with Herman Rebell. But what can you do? This is Metallica doing a cover of one of my favorite punk rock bands, a band that was always kind of maybe frowned upon by the punk rock community. And I'm not talking about the Plasmatics, because that could definitely apply to them too. But the Misfits, definitely a band that embraced theatrics, you know, and embraced the kind of craziness on stage, you know. It, to me, maybe, you know, had a slight Kiss influence. I mean, they might deny that. I don't know. I have no idea. But definitely maybe an Alice Cooper influence. Definitely an arena rock influence. Although they were truly punk rock and is like, you know, indie and ghetto as you can get if you listen to songs like Skulls and, you know, this one, Die, Die, My Darling. But we're going to listen to the Metallica version. Here it is. Metallica here on Talking Metal. Guys, we're going to get into CC Banana. 5 years ago, this guy came on our very first podcast. He is back 5 years later promoting a new album that he has coming out called An All-Star Salute to Fat Chicks. An album called An All-Star Salute to Fat Chicks features all sorts of all-star guests, from Ted Poley to Don Jameson to Frankie Benelli, Alex Grossi. Great, great lineup here. And anyways, 5 years later, here on Talking Metal, CC Banana is back promoting a CD with what I consider to be one of the most disturbing and best album covers of all time, not to mention funny. Again, the CD is A Whole Lot of Love, An All-Star Salute to Fat Chicks. Even if you don't buy the record, guys, you've got to just go online and Google the artwork. It is great. And I have to thank CC Banana for giving me an actual poster size version of this, which needs to be framed and put somewhere where people won't be offended by it. But good stuff, CC Banana. Thank you for supporting Talking Metal for these past 5 years. You've been a true friend to us, coming on the podcast numerous times, and also even our TV show. And again, thanks to CC Banana for 5 years. Thanks to all the Talking Metal listeners for 5 years. This isn't the end of the five-year celebration. We'll be back with more podcasts. We'll be back with John Astronomy. Also, of course, Bud Friendly, Dan Lorenzo, the whole Talking Metal gang celebrating 5 years here in August 2010. Again, Here is our friend. Well, actually, we'll get into a little music and then hit with our friend CC Banana.
Why can't you sit still, yeah? Like gasoline, you wanna pump me? If you leave me when you get your fill, yeah. Every time I touch you, you get hot. I wanna fill up, you got a lot. Come on, my air, pull me to the floor. What's been going on in that head of yours?
Skinny pop.
Just blows me away, yeah.
Skinny pop.
I like it that way.
Skinny pop.
She just loves to play when I say, love the skinny pop, nothing more to say. You got me so far. So strange. You got too many bees in your honey. Am I just another bug in your cage? Yeah.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel celebrating our 5-year anniversary here on Talking Metal. And if you go way back, it's funny, I have so many people come up to me and say that they've heard all 300 and, you know, 20 episodes of Talking Metal, except for those first 10. And that's too bad, because on those first 10, which do exist somewhere, they're still posted somewhere. I know some of the guys in the forums know how to track them down. But on those first 10, in one of those first 10, we had our very first guest ever. He is back to celebrate not only our 5-year anniversary, but the release of a very big record that we're going to talk about, big in more than one way. And CC Banana is here. How are you, CC?
Oh, I love that guy, CC Banana. Where have you been? You're sorely missed.
And you've revisited us through the years.
I have.
2005 was your first appearance, but I know you've been on at least one, maybe two other episodes.
Yeah, you've had me back a number of times. It's always an honor to be on Talking Metal again. I was your very first guest on your very first episode 5 years ago. This is a wonderful reunion.
Episode one. Was it episode one?
Episode one, The Phantom Menace. Flying a pod racer on the podcast.
Very good.
That's what I was doing.
The Phantom Menace. Nice reference.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this very big project you have going on right now, which is about to come out here in August of 2010. It is A Whole Lot of Love. This is an all-star salute to your favorite type of woman. Of woman. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yes.
Or women, plural. What's this all about?
It's about fat chicks, Mark. It's okay to say it. You don't need to be shy. You know, fat chicks are fabulous. Fat chicks are fine. Fat chicks are foxy.
Right.
They're a whole lot of women. There's more to love. You know, whatever the men find attractive and alluring about the female of the species, they got extras. This is why they're so wonderful. And some genius of a man decided, somebody smarter than me, he decided that there should be a tribute, a musical rock and roll tribute to the large and lovely ladies of the world. And he put together A Whole Lot of Love, an all-star salute to fat chicks, and it's got people, you know, way more famous than me, doing covers of all the famous rock and roll songs about fat girls. You got Fat Bottom Girls by Queen, the song that everybody knows. Everybody,
I was going to say, there already are quite a few songs about large women, and you, you know, kind of condense them all here into one release. So, yeah, Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
That's a favorite. Everyone loves that song, whether you're fat or not, whether you got a fat booty or not, you shake your ass to that song. There's Whole Lot of Rosie by AC/DC.
Right.
And these are songs, you know, they're popular, you know, they're well known, they're good songs unto themselves, but they're also, you know, they celebrate these songs. Nobody's embarrassed that they're singing about some gigantic woman in bed with them. You know,
yes.
they bring out a giant inflatable Thanksgiving Day balloon on stage when they play this song live at an AC/DC concert, and the fans go berserk. It's this big, giant, fat woman with big boobies and big legs and a big butt covered in tattoos, and the people go berserk.
And what other songs? So there's two obvious ones right
sure.
there. What other songs are we covering here on the Whole Lot of Love All-Star salute to fat chicks.
Well, not to toot my own horn. You know, I've tried and I can't bend that far. But there's a song by Kiss that not as many people know. Kiss fans know and love the song. It's a Gene Simmons song, and Paul Stanley chimes in every couple of lines. It's called Spit.
Right, off of and Revenge, yeah.
Yeah, very good. And it's a kind of a sarcastic, sleazy song. It's about the pleasures of pleasuring a large-sized lady. And, you know, and I, of course, as a banana, I renamed it slightly. I call it Split.
Oh,
you know,
Banana Split, yeah.
That's me, nice. Thank you. And because the chorus goes, you know, thin is in, but is plain to see, don't mean split to me. You know, and this song was a natural for me. I love this song. I embraced this song as a younger fruit when I was in my college days.
Right.
You know, before I began to ripen, I still appreciated the big, beautiful ladies. And, you know, and this song spoke to me as a Kiss fan and as a guy that Kirstie Alley was too thin at the time.
Right.
And now she's blossomed into
a
lovely.
She's perfect, yeah.
Good look. This woman is like 63 years old. She's a goddess among women. I cannot believe how attractive she's become in her waning years. Kirstie, call me.
There you go. And what other songs? Whole Lot of Love is an obvious one.
Well, you know,
is that actually about?
Not quite so obvious.
I was going to say.
We changed it a little bit. You know, the song itself, you know, the Zeppelin original, not about fat women whatsoever. We have Frankie Benali from Quiet Riot. He's
that's
doing
awesome.
The drums.
Yeah,
Alex
awesome.
Grassi, also from Quiet Riot, also in Adler's Appetite these days.
Yes.
He's on guitar doing the lead. But we had a beautiful, gorgeous, talented fat woman singing the song. She's like 400 pounds, 6'2". She's like an Amazon queen.
Wow.
And she's singing it all about herself. She's got a whole lot of love. It changes the meaning of the song. So it's the title track, you know, sung by, appropriately enough, a big, beautiful, fat woman.
And who is that?
Her name is Salisa Stratton from Vermont. This is her debut to the wide stage audience. And I think she did a bang-up job. It's a very different interpretation put together by the talented Paul LaPlaca. He's in Chris Caffrey's band.
Oh, okay.
He did the very unique kind of an acoustic arrangement. It's a very interesting take on it. I think fans will enjoy it very much.
Cool. What other songs are we looking at on this record?
Well, here's the obligatory Big Bottom. You know, it's
sure,
kind of a tongue-in-cheek
yeah.
by Spinal Tap. Sure, everybody knows this song. We have the incomparable Eddie Ojeda from Twisted Sister doing that. It's a very unique. What's unique about it is that the original song, it's all bass.
Right.
There's no guitars in this song. I didn't know that originally until somebody told me. And then Eddie's like, well, you know, why would I do this song? There's no guitars involved. But in the end, he found a way of incorporating his sound into the music, and I think it works actually very, very well.
Cool.
So
let's come back and talk more about the record, but right now, why don't you pick a track for the Talking Metal listeners?
Oh, well, you know, while we're talking about it, let's listen to Big Bottom.
Excellent.
I think that's a good one.
Big Bottom off the Whole Lot of Love, an all-star salute to fat chicks right here on Talking Metal. We'll be right back.
This is CC Banana, the rock and roll fruit, here on Talking Metal, and you're listening to a new song or a new recording of the song Big Bottom, originally by Spinal Tap, currently being produced and performed by Eddie Ojeda's Band of Steel, featuring Andre Van Show from Joe Stump, and Chris McCallville from Dokken and House of Lords, and BJ Zampa on drums, doing a new interpretation of the bass-heavy, bottom-heavy song about the bottom-heavy ladies from Whole Lotta Love, the all-star salute to Fat Chicks, featuring me, CC Banana, as well.
Excellent. Guys, this is a album that has actually got a lot of press. I know even Metal Sucks, which wouldn't normally probably report on, you know, what Phil Lewis is up to, is you know, has praised this, or at least taken note, we should say. Let's talk about some of the other guests on the record. Somebody from Trickster, right?
Yeah, Steve Brown. I love that guy. This guy cannot write or record a bad song. He has such a great sense of melody and song structure that when he takes a song, he makes it better. I was involved with Steve Brown 2 years ago on Kiss My Ankh,
right,
the tribute to Vinnie Vincent.
Sure.
He did this remarkable reinvention of A Million to One by Vinnie and Paul Stanley from Lick It Up, this largely acoustic arrangement. Just, the man is a genius. And he took a song, it's a current song, a more current song than the Kiss song. It's called Big Girl, You Are Beautiful. And it was by an artist named Mika from 2007. It was a big pop hit.
Right.
You know, the mainstream success. And he rocked it up a little bit, put some big guitars in there. He kept the dance beat, but it's very rock friendly.
Cool.
And it's Big Girl, You Are Beautiful. It's a very popular with the younger kids. You know, and by kids, I mean people under 40.
Right.
And
right.
Personally, no slight to Mika. I think Steve's is, I love it even more. It's a really good version of a very good song. So that's on there. You mentioned Phil Lewis a minute ago. Phil Lewis, appropriately a British man, you know, doing a British song. He did the Fat Bottom Girls. And that was the one you talked about at Metal Sucks.
Yes, cool.
So yeah. I mean, I'm very glad to be a part of a project that's resonating, or not the word, what's the word, resonating? Is it resonating?
Yeah, resonating.
Is it yes, it's resonating with people. They have an opinion on it. See, the thing is, you know, I know the producers of the album, and they were being advised not to use the word fat in the title, because it has a negative connotation to it. But I think their motive was to maybe desensitize people. You know, it's not a bad word. Fat does not need to be a bad word. You know, it's like red or tall. You know, it's an adjective.
Right.
That currently it's a loaded term, but it doesn't need to be. You
yeah.
know, and I think, you know, when you put the word in front of the phrase chick, I think you draw up the phrase, you know, no fat chicks. You know, and in the opposite of that, you know, towards that end, we're hoping to, like, you know, remove the stigma. This yeah. is an all-star salute to fat chicks. You know, this is done in praise of their largesse, if you will. The women with all the curves and the softness and the robust feminine qualities that they bring to the table, they are being saluted by all these grand rock and rollers from yesterday and today. There's some newer people on there as well that have something to say. So I'm very honored to be a part of the lineup.
Cool. Just to run down some of the other names of people performing on the record, you got David from ZO2.
Yeah, he's on my song.
The members of Twisted Sister.
Stevie Rochelle from Tough.
And manager of Veins of Jenna, a band that we've had on the show.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are good guys.
Yeah. They recently lost their one... Lizzie used to email me from time to time. I haven't heard from him for a while, but he's out, right?
He's out yeah. of the band. They have a new singer now. Right after the second album came out, they had to you know, revamp the lineup with the new singer.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stevie does manage them. You are correct.
Yes.
Yeah. And Stead Howland, formerly of Wasp, recently of Lita Ford.
And you got Don Jameson, stand-up comedian, also known from VH1 Classics, That Metal Show. How did you hook up with him?
I've known Don, you know, being the rock and roll fruit mark, I've met some rock and roll friends over the years. People know me, people love me, people want to be a part of what I do. You know, and I said to Don, Don, there's this project. I think they're looking for somebody like you with his foot in the metal world that can bring maybe a comedic edge to a performance. He's like, I've never done it before. What the hell? Let me give it a shot. And he stepped up to the mic and he did a bang up job. It's he did a rock version of Baby Got Back.
Ah, right.
You know, and cool. It's another song that, you know, that celebrates the, in this case, the abundance of the derriere. More so than the all-over right. girl. But I think he changed a couple of lines so that it's now about a woman that's, you know, large in the derriere, but also abundant all over.
And how does that work legally when you change a few lyrics? Is there kind of a gray area there? Because I thought you have to clear it through the publisher?
My understanding, and I could be wrong because I'm only a fruit, I believe that if you make minor modifications, you know, it's permissible.
Ah.
You know, in the case of Baby Got Back, you know, there's the line that goes, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT, which wouldn't make sense if a skinny white guy singing the song.
Right.
So he changed that to more of a rock and roll reference. Things that were like, you know, inappropriate for this other person singing the song. Any self-referential stuff that some Mix-A-Lot did. We had to remove those in just minor revisions.
Gotcha.
You know, even Unskinny Bop, of course. That is on the album. That song, you know, while many think it is, not really about fat girls. But again, we changed like, I think we changed like two lines.
Right.
And by we, I mean the actual musicians, not myself. And the musicians performing on it, it is a band called Evic. And they also function as DeBrett Michaels' band.
Oh, cool.
So they're playing this song every night of the year at some city near you on the road around America. So, you know, if you can't get Poison, you get the next best thing. You get the band that's playing it with Brett Michaels, you know, all over the country. So those guys did a good job on Unskinny Bop, and they changed a couple of lines. So now it actually does, you know, hit the mark regarding the plus-size ladies about who the song is now about.
Excellent. So where is the best place for people to pick this up online?
There is a very well-updated website. I know it's a very hard-working webmaster. Puts in dozens of hours every day, 48 hours a day. This man is working on this thing. It's called Split Screen Entertainment. .com, splitscreenentertainment.com, and you can read all about all the artists and all the songs and the genesis of this unprecedented project, and you can order it from there, of course, and they have, there's a beautiful cover art on the cover, of course.
Yeah,
where
no,
cover art
you,
usually
yeah,
can be found.
You just brought me a poster. That's awesome. That's awesome.
It looks like a very famous image that rock and roll fans are very familiar with. But it's originally based on an artist named William Rimmer, who painted this back in the 1800s. It's a beautiful winged, angelic-like figure floating over a tranquil seascape. But it's instead of a male figure, it is a Rubenesque plus-size female figure. I think it's a very artistic, tasteful depiction of a BBW, as they're called, the big, beautiful woman. I think most people would find it to be a very interesting and appropriate rock and roll take on the original. And you can see that there. They have t-shirts and posters and stuff like that. You got a free because you're Mark Striegel of Talking Metal.
Yeah, I'd like a t-shirt, though. I gotta
we
check
can, we
that
can
out.
Make
yeah.
that happen.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's
excellent.
Fat girl t-shirts and there's regular people t-shirts.
Oh, okay.
They have like baby doll plus sizes for the big girls. And like there's like baseball classic, you know, 3/4 length concert tees for the men and the skinny chicks.
Right.
We like skinny chicks. They're okay, too. We like them to come and check out what we do.
Right.
But the splitscreenentertainment.com and the MySpace page, where you can listen to samples of the song. That's myspace.com/wholelotoflovetribute. You can listen to My Golden Tones singing Spit, or Split, if you will. The Eddie Ojeda song. They're all up there. We got Ted Poley from Danger Danger. He's doing a song. Vic Rivera is involved with that on him. We even have a plus-size singer by the name of Candy Kane. She's a world-renowned blues diva, a white chick with big, round softness all over the place. She's known for being a plus-size singer. She's doing her original song called You Need a Great Big Woman. Just so many. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody talented who's on there. There's a new artist named Dog Whistle doing a song called BMW, which stands for Big Mighty Woman. Lots of great stuff. Not a clunker in the bunch.
Excellent. Well, we're going to get into another track off the CD in just a second, but I wanted to ask you, how has the response from the, shall we call it, plus size community been positive for the most part?
You know,
I would assume it would be, unless that, you know, but you never know.
You would think so. It has not been negative. Personally, you know, I'm involved in the project. You know, I want to know what's going on. You know, so I snoop around. I look at the blog. I look at the boards.
Right.
You know, and I see, I'm not noticing a wholehearted embracing of the project. Personally, I think, sad to say, fat girls have to be on guard because they think somebody's making fun of them.
Right.
You know,
right.
I myself, as a heterosexual, red-blooded American fruit, I have dated big, beautiful women for the past 20-plus years. Right. I would not tell you that I find anything more desirable and delicious than a plump, juicy female. Mm. You know, but, you know, sadly, in our culture, it's still permissible to make fun of somebody if they're fat. Man or woman, more so for the women, it's okay to make a fat joke and have essentially no repercussions. You can't make a racist joke. You can't make a religious joke. But if you make fun of fat girls, that's okay. That's all in good fun. So I think, I hate to say it, they need to be, like, cautious and say, well, maybe, you know, when's the other shoe going to drop? When are we going to find out that it's a big joke and they're really making fun of us?
Right.
So I think maybe they're being a little guarded, but there have been a number of blogs and a number of websites that have said, wow, look how cool this is. And I personally appreciate that because I can vouch for the fact that this is on the up and up. You know, this is all sincere. You know, I think there's an element.
I think it's cool that you do have a couple, at least two, right, plus size females actually involved with the project.
That was very important.
Which should give you some cred to anybody who's maybe plus size and criticizing it. So, but the bottom line is that at the end of the day, it's all good fun and it's all good music. So I suggest that everybody go out and check this out. Do you know if it's going to be on iTunes?
It will be on iTunes later in the fall.
Later in the fall. Okay. Yeah. It's always good to buy the CD. It always sounds a little bit better and you get the cool artwork and packaging. So definitely do yourself a favor, pick this up, support independent music, something we always preach here. You know, it's so hard in the music business these days to turn a profit, let alone break even. So if you want to support CC Banana and all the musicians who were involved in this record, definitely go purchase the CD. Let's pick another one here. What is a good hard rock and track for the Talking Metal listeners?
Well, you know, just because I'm selfish, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say that I think my song is very, very good. I don't claim to be a singer, Mark.
Right.
You know, I'm really not very good at singing. But if I, you know, pick a certain song and get very talented people to back me up, I can pass with a push. You know, and for the follow-up to the song, I sang a song on the Vinnie Vincent tribute album, Kiss My Yonk. I sang a parody of the song Unholy.
Right.
And I wrote it about
Ted
Poley, because it was, there's a story behind it, but it's boring for the time being. It's a great story, but not right now. I said, well, you know, I can do a pretty decent, bad Gene Simmons impression.
Right.
So in that spirit, I said, hey, you know what? There's a Gene Simmons song about fat girls. I should sing that song. And we turned it around a little bit. I sing the Gene Simmons part. Parts of the song are sung by Paul Stanley. He sings in the higher register.
Yes, yeah.
So I had a woman come in and sing Paul's parts from the female point of view.
Ah, I got
so,
you.
So, and in reference to your comment earlier, we had to change a couple of lines to accommodate that. Very, very minor modifications.
Cool.
But it works now with me singing about the big, beautiful girls, and then the woman coming in singing, you know, the part of the big, beautiful girl. You know, I'm not saying this is a glowing compliment.
Right.
You know, it's a Kiss song.
Yeah.
You know, it's sarcastic and it's sleazy. But the sentiment is, yes, if there is a fat woman in front of me, I will screw her. This is pretty much what Gene Simmons is saying,
right.
You know, in as blatant a manner as he is known to say it.
Yeah. He said he likes them all sizes, all ages. So
yeah.
There you go.
He's good like that.
Yeah, 16 Christine, for example.
Yes.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying, and this is a sound sample of the song Split, again off the Whole Lot of Love, an all-star salute to fat chicks. To get the whole song, go buy the CD. This song also features David Z of ZO2, who's been on Talking Metal twice, I think. So, yeah, CC, thank you. And thank you for standing by us for the last 5 years, every day of the last 5 years. Literally. So it's been a great ride, and you've always been an important part of the Talking Metal family. So thanks again, and best of luck with the CD. I wonder if there would ever be an opportunity for a live kind of celebration where you perform some of this stuff live.
It's funny
Ding
you mentioned
bats,
that.
Maybe.
Oh, well, you know what? Well, I would love to do something at Dingbats.
You actually introed our band at Dingbats.
I did. Yeah. The Screaming Metal. Again, your very first Screaming Metal, I was there.
Yeah, that's true.
Screaming your name at the crowd, telling right. them to make you feel welcome.
Yes.
You know, whenever you do something for the first time, you call me. I'll be there.
Okay.
You know, when you feed your second baby for the second time, your first...
First time, yeah.
Thank you. I'll be there with a spoon and a cup of Gerber.
Okay.
Okay, that'll be me. You wouldn't even have to invite me. I'll just show up. I'm knocking on your window at 4 a.m.
Right. All right. All right. I don't know how my wife will feel about that, but...
She'll help.
Yeah, okay.
She'll open the window.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So, where were we?
You were thanking me for being so wonderful
you.
To you. For and I must thank you, Mark. You know, I always feel welcome when I get a call, hey, come do something with Talking Metal, because I loved your idea from the moment you told me about it, you know, in that bar back in Queens, wherever it was, back in 2004. You said, we're doing this thing. What do you think of this? I said, you're fucking crazy. That'll never fly.
Right.
And you proved me wrong, and I'm so proud of you for doing that.
All right.
So thank you for keeping me a part of the family, even though I never had any faith in anything you ever did.
I'm kidding.
I believed in you from day one.
No, and we've believed in you. And this is Split by CC Banana. And what is it, the Banana 7?
Well, it's called Banana 7. My backup band, I refer to it collectively as Banana 7. In truth, it's whoever happens to be dumb enough, you know, not to walk away quick enough when I say, hey, do me a favor.
Right.
In this case, there's a very talented guy. I got to give him a plug because this man makes me sound good. His name is Paul LaPlaca. He's a genius producer, musician. He put together, I believe, 5 songs on this record altogether. He did Fat Bottom Girls for Phil Lewis. He did Thunder Thighs with J.J. French and Stevie Richelle and Stead Howland. He did Split with me. He did a couple of other songs. This man is phenomenal. He deserves to get paid far better than I could ever pay him. So please, people, listen to this song, hear how great it is, and call this man up. He's amazing. Paul LaPlaca.
Paul LaPlaca. There you go. This is Split by CC Banana and the Banana 7.
Got no manners and I'm not too clean, but I know what I like if you know what I mean. What'll people say? Oh, Mr. Can't you see? It don't mean Split to me. A lord above, what a lot of woman with a lot of love. Well, thin is in, but it's plain to see. It don't mean Split to me. Then she gets down on all fours. Let the neighbors talk, but can't you see? It don't mean Split to me. No. Ow.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.